Denodo Data Bytes. Welcome back to Denodo Data Bytes. I'm Neha, and this is the second episode on our special three-part series on Denodo's 2026 data predictions. In part one, we dissected the shift to autonomous AI and the need for logical data management. And today, we are diving into three even more critical trends: the regional, legal, and architectural pressure of data sovereignty, the new frontier of physical AI in the real world, and how to finally make GenAI deliver accurate, production-ready results. I'm joined by Ravi Shankar, Denodo's Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer, and Alberto Pan, Denodo's Executive Vice President and Chief Technical Officer. Welcome back, Ravi and Alberto. Ravi, today's topic is more about risk, compliance, and real-world results. So let's start with the most crucial one, geopolitics and data sovereignty. Over to you now, Ravi.
Thank you, Neha. Absolutely, the stakes have been raised, I should say. In part one, we talked about AI enabling, and in part two, we are going to be talking more about governing and grounding it in reality. Without it, AI will be lost in the sense there could be a lot of hallucinations and biases and so on. So today, we are focusing on three important trends, or predictions, I should say. The first one is about the geopolitics and the sovereign fabric. So how AI regulation and mandatory data portability is playing a role. The second one is a new one, which is physical AI. Just like how we use AI for chatbots to get our information, now it is going to come physically to robots and automate the manufacturing and be able to provide the goods in real time. So that will be a very interesting topic. The last one is on DSLM, or domain-specific language models. So we are very conversant with the large language models and what it can do for us. But the future is going to be very specific to the topics like finance, legal, HR, and so on, and be able to provide the data that is relevant to those models from within the company. So the GenAI is moving more from a generic large language model to a more domain-specific one to provide more minute information that is very relevant to the audience. So let's get started with the first one, which is the geopolitics and the sovereign fabric, and how AI helps, or AI regulations very specifically, are helping govern like multi-cloud data portability and so on. So in this prediction, which are driven, I should say, more by the global events, there is geopolitical instability that is giving rise to the mandate for data sovereignty and portability, which is governments trying to keep the data within their country borders. So this experiment is becoming more crucial for AI as it collides with a lot of the regulations which are evolving. So Alberto, let me turn this over to you for the first one, which is the global instability and new acts like the European Data Act, very specifically, and the evolution of some regulations here, like in California, like the CCPA one. So how does this affect the data strategy?
Well, Ravi, I think it means that cloud locking is no longer just a financial concern. Now this is also a legal and compliance risk. For instance, for European companies, the European Union Data Act is now active since September this year, and it legally mandates cloud providers to actively support customers in switching platforms. So that means that for the European Union, and this is also happening in other areas, is a key strategy to ensure that the key organizations in those areas are able to transition to other platforms easily on the face of unexpected geopolitical situations. So because of regulations like this, and also because of these rising data sovereignty concerns, we predict that data portability will be a mandate instead of an option for many organizations, especially in industries such as banking, public sector, or manufacturing, that probably can be identified as strategic from this point of view. And logical data management plays a key role in this for several reasons, right? First, because it's the only technology that allows you to transition from one data infrastructure to another in a way that is totally transparent for data consumers. So imagine, for instance, that you need to quickly transition from using one cloud provider to another cloud provider, or from using one cloud provider to on-premises systems. With Denodo, you can do that much faster and with much less cost than with any other data management technology, because that change will be totally transparent to your data consumers. Also, second, logical data management is also the unique solution that allows sharing data without copying it. And this is also sometimes very important for data sovereignty reasons, because this means that you can ensure that data stays within specific geographical or political borders, while still allowing selective and secure access to it from other regions, right? And this is, for instance, especially important in the financial industry, where we need to guarantee that certain data is never moved, is never stored outside of these geographical or political borders. So this is why we see logical data management as a key pillar for data compliance and data sovereignty in the coming years.
That is very well said, Alberto. It is very true that businesses are global, but with all these data sovereignty where the governments are trying to lock in their country-specific data within their borders, it impacts the businesses' global operations. And it was interesting to hear how using logical data management, you can still conduct your global operations while adhering to the regulations imposed by the country. And also the cost associated with it. It is not cheap to store the data and protect it internally within the borders. So with the logical data management, allowing the ability to share the data without having to copy, I think that will impact the cost as well positively. All right, so let's with that momentum, let's kick off the second prediction here. So here we are talking about physical AI becoming autonomous and data-driven. As I mentioned, this is going to be the next frontier for AI, where we are used to using chatbots to get our answers. But what about the robots being able to have a mind of their own, determining how to assemble things based on the demand, based on the supply, and accelerate or decelerate based on that without having the humans to intervene in them? So this is a very interesting area that is going to be coming up in 2026. And we are already seeing some breakthroughs with some of my customers like Festo, which is a manufacturing company in Germany, and OpenAI, which are working towards creating autonomous assembly lines using robots. So Alberto, let's delve deeper into this one. So how does physical AI, which is machines operating in the real world, change the requirements for data beyond just the co-pilot that we are seeing right now, and tell more about how that will be needed for them to be autonomous?
Yes, of course. First, I totally agree, Ravi, that physical AI is the next frontier, right? The next challenge is moving the intelligence from the screen to the factory floor. But for a robot or any other physical AI agent to autonomously work, for instance, to autonomously assemble a complex product or any other physical task, if you think about it, it needs two types of data. First is probably the type of data that everybody is thinking about when talking about physical AI, operational data. I mean, real-time inputs from cameras, LiDAR, tactile sensors. For instance, this type of data, this type of technology is what allows a warehouse robot to see where a box is located, navigate towards it, move it to another location. It gives the robot the spatial and physical intelligence that is needed. But however, the physical agent also needs the business context. For instance, in our example, with the robot in the warehouse, the robot may need to know, for instance, that, okay, this box contains urgent medical supplies for client X, meaning that the box must be handled as fragile goods, and also it should be expedited through the delivery queue because it's actually something that is urgent, right? And to achieve this, to provide this business context to the physical agent, you need data products. You need this reusable, secure data assets that provide semantic-rich business context. And obviously, crucially for this type of applications, these data products must rely on 100% up-to-date data. I think that's important for all agents, but it's especially important with physical AI agents. And again, if you look at the data management technologies that we have today, again, I think the only way to deliver this is through a logical layer. Denodo combines data from the edge with enterprise systems such as ERPs or supply chain systems or customer or CRM systems to provide real-time governed data products that can be used by these physical AI agents. Because, of course, if this data isn't fresh, high quality, and governed, you risk not just project failure, but actual physical damage.
That's very interesting to hear, Alberto. Just like we humans, we use data to make our daily decisions, you know, for normal things as well as work-related stuff. Robots also need the data. And this is interesting to hear how the logical data management feeds the specific data that is required for that particular operation to make sure that the robots behave in a predictable way to be able to provide the outcomes that is needed for the business. All right, so let's bring it home with the last prediction here. And this is another important one, which is domain-specific language models. To me, this seems to be the next frontier that will be very interesting for the businesses very specifically, because the large language models are very generic. You can go and ask things about, hey, I'm traveling to Germany for 3 days. Give me an itinerary of what all things to do there. But when it comes to business purposes, I'm in a legal business. I want to be able to understand what are the past cases that have been argued and what will support my current case. Or from the finance perspective, being able to close the books on time, they need very specific domain-specific data in order to be able to, or AI-related information for that particular domain. So it is important that these DSLMs do get the domain-specific data. And the LLMs, which have been playing a big role right now, will not be very interesting or accurate for those purposes. So, this question to you, Alberto. We are seeing this as being mentioned as the next important evolution in the language models by firms like Gartner and so on. What role would a logical data management play in providing these DSLMs with the right data so that they provide accurate answers to line of business users?
Yes, well, totally agree that mainstream large language models have impressive general knowledge, but as you said, they often lack the specialized expertise required for a specific industry. So there is a lot of promise around domain-specific language models because they address this by training on specialized industry data and even on specific data from one company. And this decreases hallucinations, improves contextual understanding, and also potentially can even improve compliance. And additionally, because these models are often smaller than general purpose models, they usually have a lower inference cost, which is obviously also an important factor. So yes, we predict that organizations will increasingly deploy multiple domain-specific language models across different business units. However, this is alone is not enough because domain-specific language models are trained on static data, things like documents, things like glossaries, things like the policies that your company follows for certain processes. But they lack access to the dynamic information that lives within your data systems. For instance, the current state of an order, right? Or any other dynamic data that can be contained inside your data systems, inside your databases. That information cannot be provided at training time. So the language models, even if they are domain specific, will not be aware of that. And that is where the Denodo and logical data management come in. With Denodo, as we mentioned before, you can create these highly curated data products with rich semantics for each domain. And this will allow your AI agents and applications to combine the static knowledge that is provided by the domain-specific language model with the dynamic data coming from your system. So in this way, you are combining or you are enriching the capabilities of the domain-specific language model with your dynamic data.
That is interesting to hear, because I do not know any other way to feed a DSL with the very domain-specific data. And it is good to know that the data products capability within the logical data management is able to provide that and real-time for these agents to be able to use those models to provide the accurate answers and timely answers, I should say. Well, again, Alberto, this has been very exciting podcast in which we walked our listeners through three important topics today. So the first one is on the data sovereignty, then followed by physical AI, and just now about the domain-specific language models and the data products. So I'm looking forward to discussing more with you next time. So Neha, until then, over to you.
Thank you so much, Ravi and Alberto, for this really interesting conversation and for walking us through these crucial predictions. So your insights definitely confirm that logical data management is truly the strategic foundation for navigating both the AI revolution and the new regulatory landscape. A quick note to our listeners, be sure to tune in for our next episode where we tackle the final predictions. So get ready for a deep dive on how organizations will become AI-powered digital platforms and what happens when AI regulations enter its enforcement era, and crucially, why ROI will become the deciding factor for every AI and cloud investment. You can also find more resources and technical deep dives in our resources section on our website. And as always, if you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.